You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang umaga po sa inyo, sa ating lahat, no? Welcome to our online worship service. My name is Alfred and I'm one of the pastors here in Victory Metro East. I just want to remind you that next week will be the beginning of our mid-year prayer and fasting, July 6 to 8. I hope that you will join us in seeking God for the rest of the year. I-commit po natin yung next 6 months ng 2021 sa presensya ng ating Panginoon. So please join us sa ating mga prayer meeting, no? Prayer and fasting, mag-decide na po kayo kung ano po yung gagawin ninyo. And today, we are starting a brand new series. Ang tawag po natin, Ability to Produce Wealth. This is based on Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. And let me read it to you from the new English Standard Version. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the power to get wealth, that He may confirm His covenant that He swore to your fathers as it is this day. Apat na linggo po nating pag-aaralan ang Deuteronomy chapter 8. We will look at principles and timeless truth that we can apply in our day and time. So ang advice ko po sa inyo, in the next 4 weeks, basahin po ninyo yung chapter 8, chapter 9, chapter 10 ng Deuteronomy. Dito muna po tayo mag-quiet time, no? Mag-camp po tayo sa chapters na ito at tingnan po natin yung mga sinasabi ng Panginoon sa ating in the next 4 weeks. Now, please open your Bible again to Deuteronomy. Let me read to you just one verse today and that we will be looking at. Verse 1 of chapter 8. I'll be reading from English Standard Version. It reads, "The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for today. Thank you for your word. Holy Spirit of God, I pray that you would lead us, Lord, to understand how faithful and how true you are to your promises. Lord, help us, Lord God, to trust you and to take your word seriously. And Lord, help us to be doers of your words and not hearers only. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know, as we talk about this passage that we just read this morning, ang gusto ko lamang pong umpisahan natin, no? Kasi ang isa pong mga things na makikita natin dito pa ulit-ulit na sasabihin ni Moses, alright, is para makita lang po natin, makikita natin pa ulit-ulit na sabihin ni Moses, remember, do not forget, remember, do not forget. And sometimes, yung pong forgetfulness may danger. Yeah? Forgetfulness can actually lead to disasters. And depending lang po, no, kung gaano kabigat yung nakakalimutan ninyo. Like for me, no, ako po ay isang tao na sadyang makakalimutin. Kaya nga, there was a time in my life na kapag aalis po ako ng bahay to find out, meron ba akong mga gagawin para hindi ko po siya makalimutan, sinusulat ko po siya sa kamay ko para habang nagdadrive ako, nakikita ko yung mga gagawin ko. Ang problema, pag hindi na ako nagdadrive, nakakalimutan ko rin. No? At ang lagi ko sinasabi sa mga anak ko at sa aking asawa tuwing may nakakalimutan ako, sinasabi ko sa kanila, bakit? Pagkaiba may nakakalimutan? Naaalala nyo? I know that is, you know, that's not a nice thing to say all the time, but it depende kung ano yung nakalimutan mo. No? In this particular topic this morning, yan po ay kailangan nilang maunawaan. Kailangan maunawaan ng mga Israelites not to forget things, and because the forgetfulness might lead them to disaster. And that is what we want to talk about in the next 4 weeks. Now, paano po ba tayong napunta sa chapter 8? This book of Deuteronomy is a book of reminders from Moses because he knew that his time is almost up. And he needed to talk to this group of people. So, mga speeches po ito. Yung first speech niya is in chapter 1 all the way to chapter end of chapter 4. Okay? Kung saan po pinakita ni Moses yung kanilang history. At kung sino po yung mga ginagawa ni Lord in their lives. Binigay niya po yung background, nasaan na sila, pang ilang taon na nila ito. And then in chapter 5, dito naman po makikita natin, inulit yung Ten Commandments. Okay? In-reiterate at in-repeat at in-expand ni Moses yung Ten Commandments. And then in chapter 6, Okay, meron po sila dito na tinatawag lang Shema or yung prayer ng mga Israelites in the Old Testament. Okay, para ito po yung ating the Lord's Prayer in the New Testament. Yung po tinatawag na Shema, ibig po sabihin ng Shema is listen. Okay, Moses would say, listen and hear the word of the Lord, and the Lord is one. Okay, and so yung po yung number, and then chapter 7, ni-remind nila who they are. Okay, ni-remind ni Moses, sino ba kayo? Saan ba kayo nanggaling? So Moses was not only talking about reminding them of who God is, he's also reminding the people of who they are. Okay, so para alam lang po na, and then in chapter 8, nandito na po tayo sa chapter 8, eto na po yung pag-uusapan natin in the next 4 weeks. So tingnan po natin. Okay? So makikita po natin may common thread po ito eh, chapter all the way to chapter 1 to 7, no? Ang common thread po nito is makikita natin is that this chapter talks about the commandments of God, the obedience of the people to the one and only true God. Okay, let me say that again. Yung common thread po ng mga chapters prior to chapter 8 is the commandments of God, the obedience of the people to the one and only true God. And that is big, okay? Yun po yung pinakakailangan natin maunawaan dito. So tingnan lang po natin, we will be talking about, okay, 3 P's this morning. Tatlong P's po tayo. The promise, the premise, the problem. And hopefully at the end, ibabalik po natin siya sa the promise. So 3 P's pa rin po, alright? So let's look at the first P, the promise. Ano po ba yung promise ni God? Well, let's look at verse 1. Sabi po dito, sa verse 1, the command. Okay? The command, the whole commandment, I command you today. Okay? Yun ang sabi ng verse 1. So the command to obey was based on the covenant promise of God to His people. Now, again, no, sino may kinakausap ni Moses dito? Again, he was talking to the second generation of the Israelites. And including Joshua and Caleb. Sila lang po yung natira. Okay? From the first generation of people. And they were about to enter the promised land. And then again, ang tanong natin, nasaan sila? Ano yung setting nito? Ang setting po nito, nasa plain of Moab po sila. They're about to cross the Jordan River. Okay, they're about to go up and cross Jordan River to get to the promised land. And then God was saying this to them. And then when did this happen? This was at about the 40th year. Okay, ito na po yung end. Ito na yung end ng kanilang wilderness experience. So God has finally brought them, okay, sa end ng kanilang journey sa wilderness, and they're now about to enter the promised land. And when you look at chapter 8 verse 1 and verse chapter 9 verse 1, makikita po natin yung word na today. So Moses was giving this speech today. All right? And then why was this given? Well, Moses was giving this because he was reminding the people of something to think about. Reminding them the importance of listening to the voice of God. Reminding them, and you know, on how the people disobeyed God, and because of their disobedience, they will not be able to enter the promised land. Okay? He also reminded them that the obedience of the people brought about the promises of God. So, ang tanong natin ngayon, how will they do this? Well, again, yan po yung aralin natin ngayon. Paano po yung ating idea nun eh, no? Yung ability to produce wealth. Paano po ba itong mangyayari? Where does this ability come from? Who has it? And what is it? When do they get it? And why is it important for them to have it? And how do they get it? And how will they use it? So yun po yung mga katanungan na gusto natin sagutin dito. And so when you look at this, but the biggest question I think for us to ask this morning is this promise or the promises here in chapter 8 applicable for us today? Kasi inaaral po natin Old Testament eh. Paano po natin itong makikita na applicable sa ating buhay? Yan po yung titingnan natin ngayon. So we need to also remember to consider into account na ito po ay 40 years na after. Okay? Na-deliver na po sila ni God from Egypt for 40 years. And the Lord has been good to them. And so, tingnan po natin ito. And then, itong sabi ni Mo, again, no, chapter 8, verse 1, himay-himayin po natin ito ng konti. It says, the whole commandment that I command you today. The whole command. Ibig po sabihin ni Moses, he was telling the second generation of people, the whole command. You cannot pick and choose whatever you just want to obey. Okay? Hindi pwede, kailangan lahat. Okay? And then, when you talk about the command, what Moses is saying, the command is something that It talks about the benefit of it being obeyed and the curses of it being disobeyed. And so, ang sinasabi dito, this is God's preferred way of life for His people who are under the covenant that He has made with them. So this talks about, kapag sinabi ni God na command, kailangan merong immediate action. So because there's a command, they need to obey. Okay, there is something that they need to do towards that command. It's important for them to understand this because this will enable them to know the what, the when, or the where of what pleases Yahweh. And this is the same is true with us today. No, kailangan pa rin po nating malaman kung ano at kailan at kung paano natin mapi-please si God in our own lives today. Moses was referring, okay, to the commandments, okay, the Ten Commandments, to, you know, in the chapters before this. And Moses was again speaking to the second generation. They are to look. They are to look at the whole command. Hindi lamang po part of it. They are not allowed to pick and choose. Kung ano lang po yung comfortable sila, kung ano lang po yung gusto nila, hindi pwede, kailangan, they have to obey all of this. They have 40 years of experience of this, okay? They have seen this for 40 years. Nakita po nila, they witnessed, okay, what happened to people who obeyed these commandments and what happened to people who disobeyed this commandment. Now listen, remember, they are listening to Moses. Moses was their human deliverer. Okay, this was the very person who was representing them to God and who was speaking to God as if he was talking to a friend. And yet, to show them the seriousness of obedience to God, Moses himself is not going to make it to the promised land. Whoa. Tama po yun. You heard me right. And I am sure, baka nag-iiba po sa inyo, hindi niyo po alam yun for the first time niyo po nalaman to. Yes, Moses did not make it to the promised land. And yet, it was him who delivered them. Showing the people, the second generation of people, the importance of obeying God. Again, tatanungin po natin, is this true for us today? Can we not just pick and choose? What of the commands of God do we need to obey? Okay? Ano po ba yung point? Basta comfortable lang sa akin, okay na ako doon. Pero pagka making me uncomfortable, hindi para sa akin yan. Para sa kanila yan. No, again, the truth of it is that we cannot choose and pick or pick and choose of what we ought to obey. We ought to obey. Let us not forget that it was Moses who was talking to them at this time. Let us not forget, okay, who it was that was giving them the commandment at this point. And then it says, you shall be careful to do. Okay, not only do you need to obey all this command, but you need to be careful to do it. Now, the idea here is that you need to be ready. Okay, the idea is not a one-time decision. Okay, Moses, you said this to me today. I will obey today and tomorrow I'll do another thing. No, no, no. That's not what Moses is talking about. The idea here, the command here in verse 1, where it says, you be careful to do. Okay, that idea of careful here and the yung verb tense po nito is the continuity. This is a habit. This is a routine. This is a daily thing. This is an ongoing thing. This is not something you did today and you will not do tomorrow. No, there is something you have to do every single day. And that is also what we ought to do with the commandments of God in our lives. We ought to live according to His ways, not just today, but tomorrow and for the rest of our lives. It has to be a habit. The people were commanded to obey. The people were commanded to take the word of God seriously. The word careful here means to guard proactively. Not only to guard proactively, but to be ready to act. Okay? Be ready to engage in confrontation, whatever jeopardizes what is entrusted to you. So what Moses was telling the people at this point is that they need to be ready to guard what's been entrusted to them daily. They need to be careful. They need to be ready to protect what's been entrusted to them. What's been entrusted to them? The commands of God. What has been entrusted to them? The covenant of God. They are to guard what's been entrusted to them. As they obey the whole command, okay, they will also see the result of the promises of God. Ano yung promises ni God dito? Okay, ano yung promise? Okay, again, let's look at verse 1. Nandiyan, ang grabe sabi niya, that you will, may live and multiply and go in and possess the land. Okay, isa-isayin po natin yan. Sabi niya, they will live. They will no longer just exist. Okay, for 400 years plus, they were slaves. They didn't own anything. And yet, hear what God is saying, that they will live. They will no longer be afraid of their slave master. No longer as slaves. No longer as foreigners or aliens. They will now live. And then the next thing that God says is they will multiply. They will multiply. Remember, when they entered Egypt 400 years plus ago, there were only 70 of them. 70 people. 70 Israelites entered into Egypt. And yet, at this point in Deuteronomy, there are about at least 2.5 million people. And God says, not only will you remain that way, you will multiply. Not only will they live, not only will they multiply, but God also says that you will go in and possess the land. Okay, for 40 years, they've been going in and out of different places. Again, for 40 years, they've been going in and out of different places in their wilderness experience, and yet God is saying today, as you obey my word, today you are going to go into the land. Not only will you go into the land, you are now going to possess the land. You're not going to possess the land. You're not going to settle. You're no longer going to just go in and out. No, no, no. You will now settle. You will now be ready. You will now multiply in the land. You will now be owners of land. Whoa, what a promise. What a promise. But then the question is, can they bank on these promises? Can they really trust this God who gave this promise? How and who will make this happen? Pero tingnan po muna na, balik po tayo ng konti sa chapter 7 para lang lalo natin makita yung joy and the importance of this promise that God is giving them. Let's look at Deuteronomy 7 verses 13 and 16. Again, itong sabi dito, no? Grabe ito. Ito yung promise. And He will love you, bless you, and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb, the fruit of your ground, your grain, your wine, and your oil, the increase of your herds and the young of your flock, and in the land that he swore to your fathers to give, you shall be blessed above all peoples. You shall not be there shall not be male or female barren among you or among your livestock. The Lord will take away from you all sickness and none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which you knew, he will inflict on you, but he will lay them on all who hate you. Verse 16, and you shall consume all the peoples that the Lord your God will give over to you. Your eye shall not pity them, neither shall you serve their gods, for that would be a snare to you. Isn't that amazing? This is the promise of God to them, that the Lord will bless them. Okay? That the Lord will bless them. But then, ang tanong natin, are these promises can also be ours today? Will God also bless the fruit of our womb? Will God also bless the fruit of our grain? We are in crisis. We are in a pandemic for more than a year now. But will God provide for us? Will God bless us? Can we trust the promises of God in our lives? Before we get into that, okay? Before we get into that, let's also look at verse 12 of chapter 7. Kasi ito yung ano eh, kanina promise, no? Now we will enter into the next be the premise. Ano ba yung premise nitong promise na to? Ano ba yung premise? Ano ba yung premise nung promise? Okay, look at this. Verse 12, chapter 7, it says, and because you listen to these rules and keep and do them, the Lord your God will keep with you the covenant and the steadfast love that he swore to your fathers. That is the premise. The promise is great. The promise is awesome. The promise is magnificent. But there is a premise. The premise, okay, again, it says there, the premise is that because you listened, because you obeyed, because you kept the law of God, because of that, the Lord will now keep his covenant with you that he swore to your fathers. The premise is the covenant of God and the faithfulness of the people to his commands. That is the premise. Chapter 8, okay, again, verse 1, that's the last part, no? That he swore to give to your fathers. What we have here is a promise that's already been completed. Diba? Pag tinignan po natin, ano ba yung promise niya? Babalik ka all the way to Genesis 12. Genesis 12, when God called Abraham and gave him a promise. And then in chapter 15, God made that promise and turned that into a covenant. And then chapter 16, okay, and 17, God just showed them that this promise is true and he's going to fulfill it. And then in Exodus, God made a system, okay, put up a system so that he could actually live within his people. Because he's a holy God, so he created this sacrificial system so that he could live with his people. And then in Leviticus, he actually called a group, one entire tribe, to represent the people of God to him and to him to the people. That's how committed God is to this covenant. And then in Numbers, God showed them his grace and forgiveness and his faithfulness to this covenant over and over and over and over. This process actually approximately took 800 years for them to get to where they're at right now. You see, when God promises something, he will do it. But that promise has a premise. And the premise is you ought to be part of that covenant that God has made. And if you're part of that covenant, another promise of that covenant is that you obey the commandments and the rules and the statutes and the commands of God. That is the premise. Because God made a covenant with Abraham, he made himself legally bound, okay, to that covenant no matter what the people would do. And yet, also part of it, he made them, okay, he made this covenant with them and gave them rules to follow so that they will know how to live in accordance to his ways. Again, the question is, can this God be trusted during our time of pandemic? Can God give us the ability to produce wealth? Can God bless the work or the works of our hands? Can God multiply the little things that we have? Can he be trusted? Is his promise to Abraham and to the people of Israel in Deuteronomy 8 applicable for us today? Can God provide for us? Let's now go back, okay, to the key verse of our series, okay, chapter 8, verse 18, where it says, "You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he again may confirm his covenant that he swore to your fathers as it is this day." Why did God give a charge to obey? Because God knew, okay, you will read this in the next few weeks, we will learn more that he knew what was in the heart of the people. But he wanted the people to see what is in their hearts. And God is still doing the same thing to us today. Remember, for 40 years, they've been they've been traveling in the wilderness. They were in need, they were thirsty, they were hungry, they were afraid. And yet, God protected them and blessed them. Now let's go to, okay, so now we have the promise, and then we have the premise. Now, what is the problem? Okay, the problem is we'll jump to verse 11. Hindi po natin binasa, pero let's look at verse 11 and following. Because this is now the potential problem. Actually, this became the problem for the nation of Israel. All right, let's look at that. Verse 11. "Take care lest you forget the Lord your God, by not keeping his commandments and his rules and his statutes, which I command you today. Lest when you have eaten and are full and built good houses and live in them, when your herds and flocks multiply and your silver and gold is multiplied and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart will be lifted up. From having nothing, from being owned as a piece of property, from not owning anything, to being so full, being satisfied, to having their own good houses and having their herds multiply, having their flocks multiply, having their gold and their silver multiply, having everything they own multiplied. God was warning them. He was telling them, wait, be careful, lest you forget the Lord your God. The reason why God was giving them the commandment in chapter 8, verse 1 is because He knew the tendency that people might have when we have plenty. That is why he says, take care, lest you forget the Lord your God. Forgetfulness leads to disaster. And that is what happened to the people of God. Let me read to you a quote. Forgetting is not simply a state of mind or absent-mindedness. Facts may still be remembered in a literal sense, but they ceased to be a part of a living memory of the reality of God. See, they remember the things, but they have forgotten and they have ceased to be a part of a living memory of the reality of God. Great wealth can lead to the delusion of self-sufficiency. You see, God knew that when they are now blessed, okay? Again, this is a warning even for all of us. Yes, we are in pandemic now, and I know that this will end, and the Lord is preparing us for something great. I believe that with all of my heart, that God is preparing us. But yet, God is also warning us. I mean, there are people, even during this pandemic, who, you know, talagang the Lord has blessed them materially still, okay? And all the more, they need to be careful. You need to seek God when you are in plenty. You need to seek God when you are in want or when you are in lack. And what God is saying, because when you are in plenty, there is a tendency that you might forget God. That is why he gave them the instruction. Be careful to do all the commandments I give you today. But let me remind you also that God gave his instruction on how Israel was to live after he had graciously chosen them, loved them, and delivered them. Remember that the Ten Commandments came after they've been delivered from Egypt. God has already blessed them. God has already chosen them before he gave them the rules to follow. Okay? Hindi po the other way around. God did not give them the rules to follow so that they can be acceptable to God. No. They were already been blessed. They've already been accepted before God. And then he gave them the rules. Grace was already extended before the law was given. Always remember that Exodus came before Mount Sinai. But God was giving them this, okay, showing them that the heart of this book is really all about the supreme love for God. See, we need to understand that when you look at this text that we are reading, okay, the motivation to obey God is not so that they will be blessed. It's not so that they will be okay. No, the motivation to trust God, to obey God was because they love God. Our motivation, okay, to obey God must come from a deep love for him and not for anything else. And not from anything else. And that is what God was pointing out to them. So again, as a review, the promise was great blessings. The premise was the covenant of God and people's faithfulness to that covenant. The problem was their hearts became proud. When they had plenty, when everything they own multiplied. I am pretty sure that you've known people like that. Na nung medyo nahihirapan sila, talaga ang close-close nila kay God. Lagi sila nagsisimba, lagi sila umata ng prayer meeting, lagi sila umata ng Victor group. And then when everything else was okay na, then they have forgotten God. Because God knew that when we have plenty, we tend to forget who He is. And we tend to forget that it is Him who has given us the ability to produce wealth. See, that's exactly what happened to the nation of Israel. They became proud. They forgot who God is. And they actually turned away from the covenant of God and started worshiping other gods. But the good news is, like what we always say in Isaiah, judgment is never God's last intended word. You know what the promise of God did? Okay, again, let's go back to the promise. The promise this time is that God is going to give them a new heart. Chapter 10, verse 16. Let me read to you. Verse 16, it says, "Circumcise, therefore, the foreskin of your heart and be no longer stubborn." But let me read verse 12 and 13 as well. "And now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways, to love Him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to observe the Lord's command and decrees that I am giving you today for your own good." You know, that is exactly the same word that Jesus quoted in Matthew and in the book of Mark, that we ought to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, and mind, and strength. Why? Because the motivation that we ought to have in obeying God is love for Him. Chapter 30, verse 6 says this, "The Lord God will circumcise your hearts and the hearts of your descendants so that you may love Him with all of your heart and with all of your soul and live." That is the promise of God, because He knew that the people will turn away from Him. And He wanted to make sure that they'll be able to find their way back to Him. Why? Because the covenant is all about relationship. The command and the charge to obey has to be motivated by our love for God. This is the good news as we end. This is the gospel in Deuteronomy. This is the gospel in Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verse 16, and chapter 30, verse 6. Okay? Yan po yung good news that the Lord will give us a new heart. And let me go back. Let me now bring you to Romans chapter 2, verse 28. This is exactly what Paul also talked about. Because God knew that when we hear the promise of the promises that we have in Him, we will be okay, we will be excited. And then when we see the premise of that is not what we do, is what He has done for us. And then we will enjoy the promises of God, we will enjoy the goodness of God. But then the tendency and the problem of turning away from Him is so real in our own lives. That is why God provided a way out. So that we will be able to return to Him and actually enjoy this relationship with Him. Because this is what it's all about. Romans chapter 2, verse 28 and 29 says this, For no one is a Jew who is merely one outwardly, nor is circumcision outward and physical. Verse 29, but a Jew is one inwardly, and circumcision is a matter of the heart, by the Spirit, not by the letter. His praise is not from man, but from God. As we end, what is the picture? How does this look like to us today? How do we trust? How do we obey the covenant of God? By allowing Him to change and circumcise our heart. To obey Him, to love Him, to trust Him. Because our obedience is the display of our trust in God's faithfulness to His promises and to His people. Let me say that again. Our obedience is the display of our trust in God's faithfulness to His promises and to His people. As I end, let me pray that we will have a heart check. That we will allow God to change us. That we will allow God to check our hearts. From pride, from thinking that when we have plenty, we're okay and we're no longer, you know, seeking God. Or when we have plenty, we feel that God has abandoned us. You know, not having a lot doesn't mean that God's hand is on you. Nor is it because you have plenty doesn't mean that God's hand is on you. But the other side of the coin is also true. Just because you have plenty, or just because you have nothing or you have lack, doesn't mean that God's hand is not on you. Let us pray. Let us ask the Holy Spirit to check our hearts. Because there's a promise. The promise is that He will give us the ability to produce wealth. But there's a premise. The premise is the covenant that He has made with us. But the problem is sometimes when we already have plenty, we forget who gave us that ability to produce that wealth. But God has given us another promise that when we turn away, when we forget that, He can change our hearts and give us a new heart and circumcise our heart so that we will no longer be stubborn. Let's just pray right now. Holy Spirit of God, will You speak to us? Holy Spirit of God, would You show us where our heart is with You right now? Whether we're experiencing lack or whether we are experiencing plenty, Lord, I pray that may we remember it is not one or the other, but it is our way of seeing You in this situation that we're in right now. And allowing You to change our heart and to trust You, Lord. To trust You. To be faithful to Your word and to Your promises. Lord, if there is a spirit of pride in our hearts, Lord, right now we repent. Right now, Lord God, we ask that You will forgive us and cleanse us, Lord, for thinking that it is our ability that gave us wealth. Or Lord, forgive us for thinking that You have abandoned us because we are experiencing lack. Lord, remind us to keep on doing and obeying and trusting You because You will always be faithful to Your word. Lord, I pray that may You allow us to get to know You more. As we study the book of Deuteronomy in the next 4 weeks, I pray, Lord, that may You show us Your character. Show us how faithful, show us how true, show us how good and merciful You are to us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. One last group of people I want to pray for before we end. Maybe, see, the premise is that you ought to be part of the covenant. But maybe you have never surrendered your life to Christ. See, to be part of this covenant relationship with God, you have to have Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. And if you have never given your life to Jesus and acknowledged what He has done on the cross 2,000 years ago, today is the day of your salvation. Wherever you are right now, if that is you, would you pray this simple prayer with me? And ask Him to give you a new heart. Say, Lord Jesus, today I acknowledge that I am not part of this covenant people. But today I open my heart and ask You, Lord, may You change my heart. Make me a part of this covenant. And Lord, help me to be obedient to Your word daily. Thank You for dying for me. Thank You for forgiving me. Thank You for giving me a new heart. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, if you pray that simple prayer, would you please make sure, give us a message, okay, or a wave emoji or a praying emoji hand so that we can acknowledge you, so that we can help you and connect with you. As we end, let me just pray for all of us. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace, now and forevermore. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful week as we fast together.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.